Well, it's good to be back here at the cathedral during the seminarian renewal days. Sometimes in a parish, you might have a special mission appeal. I think they've had those here from time to time here at the cathedral. And usually that's done to raise awareness to support a specific ministry in the church. And one of the things that I'm doing as the full-time vocation director is I'm going around to each parish, and I hope to make it to all 48 parishes by the end of the year, to preach what I call vocation missions. And the purpose is to preach about vocations in a particular way, but also to pray for vocations in a particular way. And I'll talk about at the end of my homily how we'll do that. But let's just start with what a vocation is. Sometimes this is a word that gets thrown around a lot, and there can be misconceptions about it. And when I was growing up, I don't think I ever remember hearing the word vocation in a homily or anywhere else until I really began thinking about one. So the word vocation comes from the Latin word vocare, which means to call. So a vocation is a calling that we have in our lives. And there's lots of people in scripture who are called. You can think about patriarchs in the Old Testament and prophets and the apostles, the disciples. There's many saints in the church that are called. And all of them are given a specific vocation or a specific mission to fulfill. And as baptized Christians, our primary vocation is to holiness. That's a universal call that everyone has. You don't get out of that call. And that means, that call to holiness means that we are called to go to heaven. We're called to be saints. And God, He created all of us good in His own image and likeness. He created everyone out of love. As sons and daughters of God, He made us for a specific purpose. And that purpose, that end, is to be in heaven with Him for all eternity. And we don't do that on our own. We need God's grace in this life to do that, to heal us from our sins. And that grace is given to us through the sacraments of the church. So that's our first call to holiness. Now, many of us will receive different calls kind of throughout our life that we might need to be attentive to, maybe in school or in your career or in ministries in the church. But to aid us in that call to holiness, the Lord offers states in life that we can be called to live. The sacraments at the service of communion and also to the consecrated life. And these vocations are, of course, they serve us, but they're really for the service of other people. We're meant to sacrifice ourselves just as Christ did for others. And so everyone has a natural call, even clergy have a natural call to marriage that's placed on their hearts from God. And so if you're a man, you're called to be a husband and a father, a woman to be a wife and a mother, and man and woman become one in the sacrament of holy matrimony and are called to lead each other, their spouse, and their family to holiness. And that is a very noble and heroic vocation. And we certainly need to pray for strong, holy, faithful marriages, for those that strong domestic church. But some will receive a special divine call by our Lord to serve the church in a particular way. And for men, that call might be to the priesthood, to offer the sacraments, holy mass, hear confessions, to baptize, anoint the sick, and to give of themselves as a gift in chaste celibacy at the service of God's people. For women, that can be a call to live as a religious sister in a community of prayer and service through the apostolates that sisters often do. There are many of you in this church who probably benefited from having religious sisters as teachers in the past. Men can also be called to be religious brothers as well. In our gospel, our Lord's heart was moved with pity for the people, meaning He had a desire to serve them. And a question to ask when discerning, when thinking about a vocation is, if we have that same pity, that same desire to serve those in need. That can be an indication of what our vocation might be. So holy matrimony, priesthood, religious life, they're all vocations that with God's help, we get to discover, we get to discern. Now, I've already used that word a couple of times already, discernment. That's another word that can, this could be a lot of misconceptions about it. It can get thrown around a lot. And there's a lot of different ways to define discernment. A particular definition that I like to use is one that Bishop John has talked about when speaking about vocations, and that is to prayerfully consider. And that means that we need to have time in prayer to speak with the Lord, but also have time in the silence to listen to what he's calling us to. And vocational discernment is really about going on a journey. And we need more young people to go on that journey, to say yes, that they will follow the Lord. We sometimes have the misconception that thinking of vocation is a finished product. That once a young man, for instance, decides he wants to be a priest, or a young woman decides that she wants to be a religious sister, that's it, right? It's either that or nothing. When in fact, when someone says that they are thinking about a vocation, they are just saying yes, really, to the next step and seeing where the Lord leads them. They're just taking a step on that journey. And think about marriage. Many of you who are in this church who are married, I'm going to guess you probably didn't ask your spouse to marry you on the first date. You probably asked them out on a date first. You may have dated for a while. And after a time, you felt called to marry that particular person. Maybe even before that, you may have dated other people before meeting your spouse. And at some point, whether it was your choice or theirs, you decided that you weren't called to marry that person and ended that relationship. It's similar when a young man decides that he feels a call to the priesthood, for example. He initially experiences a call. He thinks about it. He might do research about it. He might go to a vocation event, visit a seminary. He might speak with the vocation director, which would be me, for this diocese. And he might even decide to enter seminary. But even entering seminary is just one step to discern that call further. Men spend several years in seminary formation to discern that call. And at the end, they're either ordained priests, or at any point, they just feel like that maybe God is not calling to that, or it's not for them, they are free to leave. I have seminary classmates that were ordained and praise God, serve as brother priests with me. But I also had classmates, friends of mine that left to pursue other vocations. And that's also a very beautiful thing too. Going to the seminary is about making that discernment process. That's why these three young men go to seminary, to discern what the Lord is calling them to. My point is that you're not locked in, that the Lord continue to show his plan as you go through that discernment process. And it's a similar journey for girls who are considering that call to religious life. And that journey has ups and downs. I've been rereading, rather slowly, I might add, but I've been rereading the Lord of the Rings trilogy. And if you're familiar with the story, with the books or the movies, it's about these hobbits that are living this very simple life in the Shire. And they're called to go on a journey to destroy this ring of power that has come into their possession and is causing all this havoc in Middle Earth. And along the way, they acquire those who accompanied them on that journey, other hobbits, a wizard, dwarves, elves, men. And they go through vast terrain and encounter lots of dangers and strange kingdoms and face difficulties from the forces of evil. And all along the way, they know that something is guiding them. They know there's a providential hand guiding them, and they don't abandon that journey, no matter what evil may come upon them. And vocational discernment will have similar ups and downs, similar joys and challenges, similar forms of discouragement that might happen. As I was thinking about my own journey, I felt called to the priesthood when I was a senior in high school. I was sitting in my room reading a book, and I just felt the Lord tug on my heart that I could be a priest, and I'd never thought of it before that point. And it was different than the plan I had for my life. I thought I would go into politics as my career. And I have to say that I resisted. I went to college first. I went to Virginia to college. I got my degree in history, and I worked for a very short time as a journalist at a newspaper. I dated some as well. But through all of that, the Lord kept calling me. He kept tugging on my heart. And after I finally stopped resisting and said yes, I still had challenges in seminary like anyone does. But I kept taking steps on that journey through my 7 years in seminary. And what helps us through these challenges, and what young people really need to discern first, is to know the love of God. St. Paul says that if we know the love of Christ, then no struggle can separate us. No anguish or distress or persecution or peril, even the trials of seminary life, can't separate us from the love of God. If we have confidence in God's love, then we can better embrace His call for our lives. In the summer, we just, praise God, ordained 3 men to the priesthood, and you have one of them serving here now, Father Carson Haupt. And all 3 of those men, Father Esteban, Father Eric, Father Carson, they all had their own, they're all very unique, and they all had their own unique journeys. And all the 3 seminarians we have now are at the beginning stage of their journey. But my encouragement for this evening is that more young men will go on that journey to discern priesthood, and more young women will discern religious life if that's what they feel called to. And it's certainly true in our diocese that we have a shortage of priests, and we are relying on missionary priests from other countries and other dioceses to help us, which we are very grateful for their service to us. But to remedy that situation, to fix that problem, is that we need to live the faith. And more young people need to make that consideration and say yes to the Lord, that they will go on that vocational journey, wherever it may lead them. So, if you are a young man or woman, consider the call. Ask if you've never asked about that call before. If you're a parent or a grandparent, encourage that call. Pray for your children and grandchildren. Even pray over them in a very intentional way that they know that call for their life. And so, prayer, that's how I want to conclude my homily this evening. This year, the Diocese of Dodge City is celebrating 75 years. We became a diocese in 1951. And there's a special litany that was created, a litany of the saints representing all 48 parishes for the Diocese of Dodge City. And so I want to ask for their intercession so that more young people may go on that journey.